91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come down to the radio station. We sit and talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Jonathan Blum. He's been on Thesis Thursday before, and he's back for more. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. It's been about a year since I last saw you.
It has.
What have you been up to?
Well, a lot changes in a year. I'm now working in a new research lab that is primarily associated with the environmental health of the Hopi people up in northeastern Arizona. We assemble kits and bins that we take up to the Hopi people for sampling. And the coolest and most exciting part about our project is the fact that we're looking at so many different types of environmental health risks that the Hopi people can be exposed to. And ash, dust, soil, water, urine samples. There's a number of sampling that we're doing, which is exciting for us because we get to build the whole environmental health picture. Eventually, the goal is to give them back this data as a way to communicate with them any issues that we may find or possibilities for bettering their health and wellness.
And what will you do with the data that you get?
Depending on how our data comes back for certain households, we may recommend certain air quality measures such as HEPA filters to help lessen the degree of contaminants that they may be exposed to in their households, or just particle matter that they may be at risk of exposure to.
What kinds of contaminants are we talking about?
PM 2.5 and PM 10, which are particulate matter sizes that our research project is looking at, because there's been lots of research done on these particular matters that at high amounts of ingestion over long periods of time could lead to adverse health effects.
Where do these contaminants come from?
Nearby oil refineries that may be contributing to local air quality.
How long have people been out there studying?
To my knowledge, our research group is one of the first research groups up there on Hopi. Hopi in general has a population of about 12,000 or so people. Therefore, they've kind of gotten the wrong end of the stick in terms of research being put out there, which is exciting for us because we're the first people to collaborate with them to improve their health and wellness.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
I like this project so much, I'm actually sticking around with this project next year. I'm currently in the process of applying for a Master's of Science in Environmental Health Science in the College of Public Health here at the University of Arizona, which is exciting to me because I get to continue work with my PI, Dr. Mary Kay O'Rourke, and continue my data analysis and my honors thesis that I'm currently working on and transition that into a master's thesis looking at arsenic contamination in their drinking water.
Do you ever listen to music?
Of course I listen to music. That's how I get through studying.
Oh, really? What was the last thing you listened to?
Last thing I was listening to was some Calvin Harris in the gym last night.
Calvin Harris? Who's that?
Calvin Harris is an EDM artist, and I got to see him this past summer in Las Vegas, which is pretty fantastic. But he's not the only genre of music that I listen to. One of my favorite genres to listen to is country music. And because I like country music so much, my girlfriend for Christmas actually got me tickets to Country Thunder this upcoming April.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
Yeah,
right there.
It definitely is.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. I'll see you next year.
Yeah, exactly.